sometimes I forget perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you live your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is just a perspective shift away.
Today is a big day. We are bringing you interviews again so that you can add to your Struggle Well toolbox. Once a month, you're going to hear one of us have a conversation with someone who we know will add value to our Strug community.
And Katie, starting the whole thing off today.
Oh my goodness.
So proud of you.
She didn't want to do it.
I still don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. And I'm really proud of you for going first because now I feel like, okay, Kate did it. Kate talked to a stranger online. I can talk to strangers online.
That's the thing about it is I did this months ago and I just listened to it last night and I really was overwhelmed with pride, which is a problem for me. I'm working on my pride problem, but honestly, it wasn't about me. It was just about I'm excited for 2022 with the show. I'm excited to bring this to Strugs. I am so excited about this guest and I'm proud that I got on the phone with a stranger. That's really what it boiled down to was, man, did I talk to this person? And it was such a warm, wonderful conversation. And I didn't know her before that. Before that, I just followed her on Instagram.
Yeah, tell us about her.
Okay, so Kids Eat in Color. I've talked about her before.
Yeah.
How I follow her and how I love the way she helps picky eaters and the way she's non-judgmental and the way she helps me remember what I should be eating.
Was she able to kind of break it down, like, because the food and our kids, it's all can be really overwhelming.
Both for moms and kids, that's the thing, is that she just simplifies things for moms because it can be a real pain point and she makes it fun for kids.
Okay, I'm excited.
So, let's get into it.
Where are you located?
Right now I'm in California. We just moved here from Connecticut.
I grew up in California.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. What part?
Southern California, like San Diego.
Yeah, I'm in Chula Vista.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like where I grew up.
Very cool.
I mean, that general area.
Yeah. Good morning, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
For sure. So I see your last name here on the Zoom call. Is your name, is it a secret? I couldn't find it on the internet.
No, my name is Jennifer Anderson.
Welcome, Jennifer Anderson. I was nervous to say. I didn't want to spill the beans.
That's fine.
So I got to tell you, I have talked about you on the show before organically.
Oh, thank you.
You are a dietitian,
mm-hmm.
correct? Is that your title, right?
Yep. I'm a registered dietitian. Well, if you want to get technical, it's registered dietitian nutritionist.
Very, very
but,
well.
You know, whatever.
And so I love your Instagram account, Kids Eat in Color.
Right.
I did want to clear the air. I have been told, and I talked about this on the show before, that I need to go see a dietitian. And I rejected that idea for myself because I said that sounds too much like magician. And so I just want to clear the air for listeners. I respect the profession.
To be clear, we don't use magic.
You don't.
No.
Okay.
We definitely use, you know, food recommendations.
All right.
That's kind of where we stop with the magic.
I'll believe it when I see it. No, just kidding. But for kids, I mean, kids nutrition is huge for moms. And I think that it's such a source of guilt and worry and frustration. And I found, even though my kids are 6 and 8, they're a little bit older. I do remember when they were babies and I was making the baby food and then packing the things for preschool, the stress of it all. And as they start developing, you know, picky eating habits. It can be really overwhelming. So I'm so excited that I found you and I'm so excited to share you with this audience.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. I also remember those years very well. And that's why I started Kids Eating Color, because I had a kid who fell off the growth chart. And I thought, wow, if I, as a dietitian, have a kid just falling off the growth chart at 9 months old, feeding kids is a lot harder than I was expecting.
Right.
And turns out they don't care if you know about nutrition or not. They don't care. They don't care if you're stressed out. You know, kids are going to be kids. that's why I started an Instagram account when my kids were 1 and 3.
1 and 3. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, because you have your master's degree, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. kudos, that's wonderful. I'm in a graduate program right now and it's ruining my life.
Congratulations. And also doing that with kids, I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
So it is no joke.
It is no joke. I literally sit in a chair and read all day long, every single day. I don't remember my life before reading in a chair. So that's what I was wondering, is what came first, your picky eater or your graduate degree?
Great question. So I graduated from college originally with a degree in cultural anthropology. And I thought I wanted to go work internationally, but then when I graduated, that didn't feel right. So I worked at a food bank coordinating their youth nutrition program. And my husband was the one, we got married about a year after I graduated. And he's like, I think you should go back and get your master's. And I was like, what? I don't know. And then an old professor from college contacted me. He was like, hey, you need to go get your master's. It was like not even on my radar. I didn't know any women with a master's degree. Nobody in my nuclear family had a master's degree. So it just wasn't even on my radar. And so many people said something that I thought, wow, maybe I need to think about this. And I decided that I was going to go back and get a master's degree in nutrition. I didn't realize I needed prerequisites for that, and I had none of them. So for the next 3 years, I studied science, chemistry, biology. It's like a pre-med track, essentially. Yeah. And then I ended up studying international health and human nutrition. I have a master's of science in that. And somebody along the way also told me, you know, if you want to be a nutrition expert, you got to become a registered dietitian. I don't know if that's true or not truly, but at the time, that one conversation, I said, okay. And I also got to become a dietitian. So it was more classes and, you know, a year long internship and all that fun stuff. I did it before we had kids, thankfully, because honestly, I am not the sort of person who could have managed the degree and the kids. I just, kudos to you. It is so hard.
It's difficult. You chose to be banished to the chair for even longer with the path.
It was 6 years. Yeah. I seriously could have gotten a PhD. But you know what? My husband, he got his PhD after I graduated. And that, of course, took, you know, 8 years. And I was like, well, you know, when you look at all of our letters, we have the same number of letters.
You know what? And that's all that matters. It's all magic anyway, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Moms in the Fitness is designed to help you achieve optimal health without going to extremes. This is a new sponsor for us, and I'm pretty pumped about it. So it was founded by Lindsay Brin. She's a specialist in women's fitness. She has Christian faith, Midwest roots, a husband, and 3 kids, and she's super passionate about helping moms. And because we know that our kids are always listening, Lindsay talks about balanced health, not losing weight or being unhappy with your body. And I gotta say, it's not just about the words that she's using. I think she's modeling some really great stuff in the outfits that she's choosing as well. She's about celebrating non-scale victories like surviving the amusement park, carrying a toddler on your back all day, or confidently saying yes to that kayak adventure while you're on vacation. She has fitness programs for beginners to advanced, done in as little as 15 minutes. You can choose from running, HIIT, bar, pre or postnatal, low impact, Pilates, strength training, kickboxing, and so much more. So you show up and let Lindsay do the rest. You can follow a laid out calendar or show up for a daily 15, just a quick 15 minute workout that rotates each day. But there are really so many things to choose from. Here's my experience with Moms Into Fitness. I went from thinking about working out to Googling Moms Into Fitness, signing myself up, taking a quick survey, and launching a class in about 15 minutes. So if you are a little last minute like me, or you have to really jump on it when you have the desire to exercise, this is a great tool for you. I think she really cares about mom time and how little of it we have, because this survey kind of like suggested, ooh, this class would be good for you, or pop into this one. She also had some really great tips like, hey, you don't have exercise bands, go ahead and wrap your leggings into a knot and use that instead. That made me feel like she's kind of meeting me at my level. So get this, you can have individual attention directly from an expert, talk with Lindsay to find the best program for you, or fill out that survey I was talking about, and then she emails you with a customized plan. Mom Struggling Well listeners get 50% off 3 months. So that's only $7.50 for the entire month. This includes a free week, so there's no commitment if you don't like it. Go to momsintofitness.com/MSW and use code MSW50 to start nurturing you. I love that. Don't you love that?
Okay. So I love what you've done with your brand. I love what you've done with your education. I love that it is non-judgmental. Mm-hmm. It is take it or leave it. There's so much freedom, even for older kids, even for me. You have helped me just have fresh ideas what to put on a plate. One of my favorite things that you do is break down in a beautiful graphic colors of food, why they're good, and how to explain it to different ages of kids. So tell me, what are you seeing? How do I want to say this? I think that the way that we talk to our kids about food is very important.
So I completely agree with you. And it really started when, you know, again, Kids Eat Color just started so organically. It's like now we're a leading resource for parents everywhere feeding kids and teachers trying to teach our kids and pediatricians and so many things. And we have a team and like all this exciting stuff. But it really started with me taking care of my kids and being so frustrated and feeling so alone and trying to find solutions, right? So I got a call from my kids' preschool and they did it's called project-based learning, where they have a topic and all the kids learn about it and they bring in experts, quote experts. The experts could be a parent or like, you know, the maintenance person from the building or whatever, you know, and this particular class was studying fruits and vegetables. And they called me and they said, can you come in and talk to the 3 and 4 year olds about nutrition? Like, why do we eat fruits and vegetables? So I thought a long time about it. And at the time I was working at the USDA contracting to help with their nutrition education information management, which is a mouthful, but that's a different conversation. And I thought about all the curriculum that there is and all these things. And I thought, you know, like, how do we really connect to a child? They don't care like what a fruit or a vegetable is. It's just a thing.
Right.
How do you then say, oh, well, we eat these because it's going to prevent cancer long term, or it's going to help you not get Alzheimer's when you're in your 80s and you can't even count to 8? Exactly. You know, there's such a huge disconnect.
They have no concept of time.
They have no concept of time. Yeah. They have no concept. They're 3 and 4. I mean, they're new to the world, right? Yeah. And so I thought, you know what, they have learned their colors mostly.
Yeah.
So I'll bring something in. I'll talk about how different colors do different things in your body. And I brought in this huge laundry basket and I had all the fruits and veggies lined up by color in this little rainbow. And I actually have this post on my feed at the very bottom. And I just made this little rubric. It's like, yes, red foods help your heart and orange foods help you see in the dark. And these are based on real nutrition principles. You know, that red color is lycopene that helps your cardiovascular system. The beta carotene turns into vitamin A, which is necessary for night vision. It's a simplification because different red foods are a little bit different, but it was this key idea and people loved it. And I went back and I did the same talk for a different class another year. And they loved it that time too. And the kids, they would go home and they would tell their families about it. Hey, mommy, I want to have some purple foods to help my brain and all these things. And I just saw the power of it, power of really simple messaging. Kids want to know, what does this do in my body? And parents want to tell them, this is good for you. And when a kid hears that's good for you, they don't want to eat it.
No.
Because they're kids.
Yeah.
And they want to be their own people. And when you tell them this is good for you, so you should eat it, and I want you to eat it.
Yeah.
What are they going to say? They're going to say no. I mean, I have a 16 and 8-year-old too. They're very interested in independence.
Yeah. And it's so empowering. You give them the knowledge and then they can come home and say, I want this. I know my kids come home from PE and they're like, you know, Mr. So-and-so gave me a challenge. And then all they want to do is push-ups and sit-ups for infinity. Right. And I'm like, how cool that somebody got through to them the importance of, you know, whatever. I think it's true. Wonderful.
And I think we, like, when we simplify things so much, and, you know, it's so common to see preschool activities where kids are asked to divide things into healthy and unhealthy. Kids believe that. And they're very black and white at that age. You know, they're like, oh, well, that's bad for you. And this is good for you. And that's fair. And this is unfair. And that's a bad guy. And this is a good guy. Right. Mm-hmm. And when we give them that tool for food, then we really take away all the nuance, because food is so complicated. And food, you know, healthy food for you right now might be different from healthy food for you a year from now, or the same for your child. And they begin to have anxiety and like emotional responses to food because we've said, hey, this is good food and this is bad food. Instead, I think there's just a really simple, like, we just have so much power in just saying, hey, this is an apple. It's a food. and red foods help your heart. This is what it does in your body, you know? And I think there's so much power in that. And especially, I just always like to add this. I like to keep it positive with kids. You know, sure, they can learn that too much candy makes the bugs on your teeth eat away your enamel and cause cavities. Right. Yes, that's okay. But the more they hear negative messages like that, the more complicated things get. And okay. I like to save that for later, as much okay. as is reasonable.
Okay, very good. So if there's a mom listening right now, completely overwhelmed, fed up, freaked out, worrying, up at night, thinking about food, what piece mm-hmm. of advice would you give?
Okay, take a deep breath. We've all been there. Yeah. It's going to be okay. One step at a time. Yeah. I think really that taking a deep breath, stepping back and realizing that you need to find your best. This is a big thing for me because I've had a lot of depression and anxiety, especially around having the kids and all that. And let me tell you, when you have an infant and you have a toddler, which you probably have, obviously you have, mm-hmm. and I have, those times can be really, really difficult. And I actually have an article on kidseeingcolor.com that if you type in kids eating color and overwhelmed mom, you'll find it. I talk about how in the public health world, we have a concept called harm reduction. And basically what it means is when somebody's at the bottom like that, like when I was at the bottom and I was feeding my kids Cheerios on Friday nights, like Cheerios for dinner. I mean, I'm a dietitian. That is not my first choice for like a balanced, healthy dinner. But yeah. that's what I was feeding my kids regularly because that's literally the best that I could do. Okay. And that was okay. That was okay because you know what? I was feeding them and I was putting it on the table for them. Two things. I was nurturing them and then I was making that consistent. I could have done even worse. I could have just not fed them. And my toddler could have like wandered around the kitchen and maybe found something dangerous to eat or like gone in the fridge, you know, right? Yeah. So there are always things that you could have done worse, no matter yeah. where you're at. And so I think realizing that you're in a place right now where you don't have a lot of capacity is okay. It's okay yeah. to be in that place. We've all been in, had times, and I'm sure, you know, you're moving fairly frequently. Maybe there's been a deployment. Maybe you're alone. Maybe you're taking care of the kids alone. For there's sure. So many things. And sometimes you don't have capacity. Yeah. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a bad mom. Yeah. It means you don't have any capacity. And that's just the reality. And sometimes yeah. when you can step back and say, hey, I don't have capacity. What can I do in this situation? I can feed my kids. What is the easiest thing I can feed my kids right now? Cheerios. Maybe yeah. it's nuggets. Maybe you can like be a little more balanced. I didn't have nuggets in the freezer because I was a dietitian. I was like, I don't know. I just don't have nuggets in the freezer. Honestly, that would have been better than Cheerios. So I think a lot of times we're hard on ourselves. Mm. We say, oh my gosh, I'm not doing what the world tells me the best is. Mm-hmm. This message is out there. This is the best. This is the best way you wean your baby. This is the best way to feed your infant. This is the best way to for them to sit in a high chair. This yeah. is the best way to play with them. This is the best sensory yes. activity. I mean, drive yourself crazy.
Right.
The reality is when we look at, when I, as a dietitian, I obviously read a lot of research articles and I do a lot of things like that. I read these articles and they say, hey, we have determined that this is the method that we will recommend because overall, more people are helped when they use this method than when they use this other method.
Okay.
What people forget to report and what people forget to think about is all the people in that study, or in, I prefer to make recommendations based on a body of studies because one okay. study means nothing. Yeah. So we look at all the studies. They forget about all the people in the studies who had no change.
Yeah.
Because that's always true of every study. You know, maybe five people did better in this group and one person did better in the other group. Okay. So that means we're going to go with choice A in our recommendations, but also we have to remember there's 10 people in both groups yeah. who had no change. And that might be you right now. And you might be saying, oh, well, I can't do the best. Well, guess what? That's actually not the best for you right now.
Yeah.
What is really the best for you right now is to do what you can do as the Kids Eating Color community and our team of professionals and our psychologists and our occupational therapists, we really come around this idea of what is your best? You know, what is my best?
Yeah.
My best, only I know what my best is.
Yeah.
And my family situation is complicated. I mean, my family situation today, personally, is very complicated. I got to take a kid to the doctor. I got another kid has soccer practice. There's like 8 million things today.
Yeah.
I guess what? I'm going to the grocery store and I'm buying some like pre-made chicken dinners.
Yeah,
at the grocery store on the way back from one of the things.
That's the best that's you my can best. Do today.
That's my best. And yeah. that's like what is best. So I think we have to own that. What's my best?
Yeah.
My best is going to look different day to day, week to week. And especially compared to you, our bests are going to look different.
Yeah.
I love my smile. What I don't love is all the toxic ingredients most dental care products have. They're not good for my health or my teeth, and I want the best for my oral health. Products made with natural ingredients that help my smile, not harm it. That's why I use Lumino. Lumino makes toothpaste, mouthwash, and whitening products that actually help your oral health instead of hurting it. They use purposeful and uncompromising ingredients like sea salt, aloe, and coconut oils to clean and brighten your smile. Plus, everything they make is certified non-toxic, which seems pretty important when you're putting stuff in your mouth. You won't find harsh bleaches, artificial dyes, or any alcohol in any of Lumino's products. Everything they make is dentist formulated, backed by over 50 studies, and proven to protect the good bacteria in your smile, also known as the microbiome. Lumino whitening strips are super effective. I will tell you more about that later. And perfect for sensitive teeth. It only takes 30 minutes to apply and you'll see results in 7 days, making for incredible before and after pics. Okay, so I was influenced by Rebecca to try Lumino white strips because she was talking about how she loved them. And I tried them and definitely saw results in 1 day. And every single other whitening strip I have ever used make my teeth ache and made them very sensitive. And so I would never finish, you know, the treatment plan because I'm like, this hurts. It's not worth it to me. That is not the case with Lumino. I love how my smile feels and looks, and I know you'll love Lumino as much as we do too. Get 15% off your order today by going to getlumino.com/MSW and use code MSW. That's GETLUMINEUX.com/MSW. Code MSW to save 15%. Getlumino.com/MSW.
One simple thing that you do, your Instagram is beautiful. You do things like make apples into shapes and cute things like that. But what I noticed is you don't just make a cute bento box and only put the little cute star shapes in the box and everything's perfect. You also throw the rest of the apple in the box. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
There's just, you do make it fun, but you don't make it unachievable.
Oh, right. Because I'm a real mom.
Yes, you are. You're a real mom and I super love it.
What I like to call it is one cute thing.
Okay.
One cute thing. It's, and you know what? You don't have to do one cute thing.
Yeah.
I just think it's cute. And yeah. You know what? I got to make so many of those lunches. Like I might as well make it a little bit fun for myself.
Yes.
So, you know, like I'll chop up the apple so that my kid without any teeth, I mean, all his teeth are falling out, right? Yes. He can't eat a whole apple. So I couldn't give him that. So I'm going to chop up the apple and I'm going to take my little star shaped cutter, which is my favorite. Yes. And I'm going to cut out one star shape and then I'm going to put it on the top of the other apples. Yeah. It did take me another 30 seconds, but it was fun. It was fun for me. He opens it. There's a cute star. It's fun. Yes. Or today the kids, like I did not plan lunches this week. And so they've been eating all kinds of random stuff. So today it was like pretzels and Babybel cheese. And I took a little cookie cutter and I just cut a shape at the, on the top of the Babybel, right? It was a couple of seconds, but you know what? I thought about my kid. I was like, oh, what shape would he like? Am I like that every morning? Absolutely not. Yeah. But this morning I felt like it. So I did that, or adding a little food pick. Those are my favorite because those really only take 5 seconds.
Food pick, meaning like you're making a kebab out of some things.
You can do that, but there's these little cute plastic food picks. So if you go on Amazon or wherever, and you just Google like bento food pick or food pick for kids or something, they're like these little shapes and you put them in there. And then there's like a sandwich with a teddy bear on it and it's cute. And, you know, make sure your kid is old enough to like know to not eat the plastic. Yeah. And then they bring them home and you wash them and, you know, it's fun. 2 seconds, just a little bit of cuteness.
Yeah. Cool. A little cuteness equals a little bit of encouragement.
Absolutely. Especially for a picky eater. And of course I had a kid who wasn't interested in eating, period.
Yeah.
I started making these cute lunches as a survival mechanism for him. Like, how can I get him to at least sit down and engage his food for 2 minutes? And that's how I did it.
Okay. Another thing that I love that you do is you have an affordable flavors grant. How cool is that? On your website. Yes. So how's that work?
Okay. So we have 2 things that are going right now, and I want to make sure that I know which one you're asking about. So affordable flavors is our meal plan for families who are feeding their families a four for under $500 a month.
Okay.
That meal plan is, it's a 30-day meal plan, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, like the whole thing, how to use your WIC benefits, how to get food help if you're running low, all that stuff. So that is our meal plan. And we provide that to families who are struggling, especially families receiving WIC or benefits or anything like that. Provide that to free for families, and you can apply for that on the website. We also have contracts with organizations all over the country where we provide that to them so that they can distribute it to their people and doctor's offices and insurance companies and things like that. And awesome. We're actually doing research about it and hopefully publishing a paper on it this year where we show the results, which I can't really talk about because they're not published yet. So, but it's exciting. Yeah. So there is that, but I think maybe you're thinking about our food equity grants, which we just announced on Instagram this week, what we're doing for people in the Kids Eating Color community. My heart is definitely in food access, food equity, you know, because like, if you don't have enough food, we don't have anything to talk about other than how do we get you enough food?
Yeah.
That is really, people don't have enough food. They don't have food in their neighborhood. They don't have fresh food in their neighborhood. We cannot talk about nutrition. We need to talk about making sure you are confident that you're going to have enough food. And that's where affordable flavors came from. It's like, if you have only $500 a month to feed your family, that's tricky. That's tricky. You're going to have to cook. You're going to have to do some planning. You're going to have to do a big shopping trip. It's going to be tricky. And we wanted to make that as easy as possible to do that. So these grants, because Kids Eating Color, we do a lot of nutrition and we're not directly running a food pantry and we're not doing food policy and we're not doing these things that create long-term systemic change around that. And because we're not doing that yet, and I wonder what that looks like for us in the future, but we're not doing that yet. But right now we can take our money that we have earmarked, you know, we take a percentage of our sales and we give it to various organizations. And we finally thought, you know what, why are we picking the organizations? They have no connection to our community. Instead, we can actually ask our community, what are you doing? We want to support that. I mean, Kids Eating Color is a community. And it's been built from the community, from the ground up. And we want to make sure that we are participating in the work of our community. So we are. We're giving grants. We're highlighting organizations. You know, we're going to start highlighting them on our website, on our blog, and to bring awareness about that organization and to also then support them financially.
Love it.
Which is so exciting.
I love it more. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It's so exciting. I am studying, I'm going to be a social worker counselor.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm studying right now is policy, and it's just heartbreaking. Yeah. So anyway, that's we could talk about that for infinity.
Yes. It's a drop in the bucket what we're doing, but there's so much work that needs to be done.
Don't you dare say that.
I mean, lots of drops in the bucket.
Lots of drops. Yeah. Okay. So last thing I love those offerings you do to your husband, Paul. It's the scraps from your kids' breakfast and you put it on top of your coffee pot and it's an offering to your husband and he gets the most random breakfast every morning. I just think it's the sweetest.
Yeah. You know, he likes it. He's like, it's free food. Because people are like, I can't believe you wouldn't like go above and beyond. I was like, he can make his own breakfast.
He's real life.
Folks. He's a grown up. Also, like the kids left half their pancakes on the plate and I can't personally do dairy without like falling asleep. And so I give it to him because he handles it just fine.
That's perfect. I love that you call it an offering.
Like Paul's morning offering. This morning was especially funny to me because one kid had finished all of his pancakes except for maybe like 5 bites. And the other one, I am telling you, left 3/4 of his pancakes. I was like, I put so much time and effort. I mean, granted, it wasn't that much time and effort, but for me, it was a lot. I made them.
Yeah.
Like 6 o'clock in the morning. Pancakes.
That's miraculous.
You know, so I definitely didn't want to throw them away. So I just put it all on the same plate and gave it to Paul. I mean, it was even the plate that one of the kids had. I didn't even give him a clean plate.
Of course it is. That is real life. Love it.
But because I love him, I gave him a clean fork.
Oh, hey. Now that is above and beyond. You are a magician. Wow. Please tell me. I think that we've covered a lot of the resources, but where can people find you? How can we help you?
Sure.
Tell me everything.
Kids Eating Color is everywhere that you want to be.
Okay.
Instagram, online, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, all the fun places.
You're on TikTok. That's wonderful.
Yes. I took a little bit of break, but will be coming back on. I mean, there's tons of great stuff there right now, but TikTok can really wipe you out. So
I bet it can. You mean like the editing, like actually getting your face on there or just scrolling
everything.
Through it?
Well, you know, everything that takes, it's so much fun though. So much fun. And there's so many cool people and you get like a totally different group of people than Instagram. So it's an awesome place. And of course we're like, I'm here on this podcast, but if you need a free child feeding guide, if you're feeling stressed, if you've got a picky eater, picky eating is our specialty. And we have so many resources for parents from our new food guides, which is like how to get your kid to eat broccoli, that sort of thing, to how to get my kid to sit at the table. If you're feeling really stressed, you know, look at that Overwhelmed Mom blog, find some free resources. We have so much free stuff out there.
Love it. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So that was it. Was that so fun?
So fun. You did a great job.
A lot. Took a bunch of notes. So what shall our strategy to struggle well be this week, Katie?
Maybe you explore that hobby or see about that degree or just kind of like peek into that thing, that little small voice that you've been hearing, whatever's tugging at you, maybe see about that. Or maybe you put it on a vision board for 2024. Maybe you get yourself real easy weekdays and simplify the food for your picky eater. Maybe you get on Amazon and explore food picks with your kiddos. Maybe you give offerings to your husband the same way that Amanda does. I think those are so cute. For sure, follow her because she's a fun follow. Fun, non-judgmental follow.
We all need more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So we're going to be back next week over on Patreon. And you don't want to miss it. Trust me.
We recorded it and it got very real.
So come over patreon.com/momstrugglingwell and join on up.
See you over there.
Bye.
Because we're all in this together. Just mom struggling well.